T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Mickey, you've made a decision on Jason Vargas, and what is it?
Yeah, he'll pitch the second game in St. Louis. We have the off day on the 18th. Jacob will come back on regular rest and pitch the first game. That way he will not miss Philly twice. We don't want them jumping up and down and getting enthusiasm because of that, you know. And we decided that putting Vargas in that second game in St. Louis probably maximized what we can do with everybody in our rotation. It gives Syndergaard and a couple other guys an extra day, and then keeps Vargas fairly close to where he was supposed to pitch so we can get him rolling, and it allows Jacob to start getting on that fifth day every time. So we felt it was the best spot, and hopefully it's the right decision.
He goes tonight, he'll go Friday, he'll go Wednesday against Philadelphia, Jacob, on that's 5 days. Vargas has a week, so you'll have to, a couple of bullpens?
Yeah, we're gonna have him throw a couple of bullpens and work on some things. I know that, he feels like, he can definitely improve, and we're going to give him every opportunity to do that.
It was tough to watch him last night, just one-third of an inning, and you went out to try to protect him at that point in time, get yourself tossed from the game, too.
Yeah, you know what? I felt after talking to those guys on the mound when I was taking Vargy out that, he needed somebody in his corner because, they felt like a couple of pitches were strikes that didn't get called, kind of changed the count from – what should have been 0-2 to 2-0, which is always tough. And it was a tough day for Vargy, and I wanted him to know that we have his back.
Brandon Nimmo, top of the lineup again today, and Jeff McNeil, interestingly enough, you said during spring training that you wanted him to be a jack of all trades. He played third base on Friday night, second base last night, and now you have him in left field tonight.
Yeah. I think that maximizing his versatility is going to be the way to go. Kind of a Ben Zobrist type, if you will, and the guy can flat out rake. So we want him in the lineup as much as possible, and he does a great job at all those positions as well, defensively. So we got Nim leading off again tonight. We feel like the other night might have helped him out. It was an opportune time to do that with Alonzo out of the lineup and that other lefty and Dom Smith in there. We felt like we could make that happen and maybe help Nim out a lot. And he had a great game, so I'm sure he's in a better frame of mind to go out there and lead the game off the right way. And we want Jeff McNeil in that six hole driving in some of those guys that are getting on base in the middle of the order. So we feel like this is a great lineup. I like how deep it is. You got J.D. Davis hitting eighth. You have a pretty deep lineup, so we're looking forward to Nim getting back out there and doing his thing at the leadoff spot.
How important in your mind is having a contact guy like McNeil be that versatile around?
Yeah, it's very important. He's going to battle. He's going to put the ball in play even when the pitchers get ahead of him. Even 0-2, he ends up getting hits somehow. So having a guy that's versatile, that can play everywhere, that you're consistently keeping in the lineup, and you can give guys blow from time to time, you don't feel like you've lost anything defensively, and you don't feel like you've lost anything offensively. So that's a big thing to have.
You had a roster move before the game. Corey Oswalt threw a lot of pitches last night, had to come in relief of Vargas, so Paul Sewald is up.
Yeah, Paulie's been throwing the ball well in AAA, and we need an arm today. We need a guy that can give us a little length in case the worst happens. You always have to prepare for the worst. We don't think the worst is going to happen. We don't have that attitude, but you have to prepare for it, and that's why Paulie's here today to try and help us out.
And the chances are he will not see action tonight because you have a certain guy named DeGrom going.
That's right. Knock on wood, but DeGrom's been fantastic in the last year. He's usually that guy that comes in after a game like last night and goes seven strong for us. So we're looking forward to that.
Good luck tonight, Mike. Thanks
a lot, Ed.